This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Bob, the warmer weather seems to be starting to make its way in here. I'm not going to over-predict this.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty miserable earlier this week, but gets me thinking about firing up the grill and getting out there on the Barbie and getting something to,
throw meat on the fire.
Right, throw on the fire. That's not tofu. Sometimes, but not all the time. But does that really impact this time of year when people are thinking about grilling? Does that really impact the cattle industry?
Well, it certainly has this year, and the warm weather that we've seen in the other parts of the country as well has really bumped up the demand for beef, and that's really good for cattle producers. And we know that the cattle producers here in the Four Corners region have really been kind of concerned about the prices that they got last fall, and then what's happening with the fed cattle market. That's going to influence the cattle prices come fall of 2017. So when you have the people going out and either grilling themselves or going to restaurants and buying the higher priced cuts, that's really good for the cattle industry, and we've been seeing that.
You know, we talk about the prices have been falling, and it's not a theoretical thing. It's on the ground. It's really happening to people in this community and in rural communities across the country. But were the expectations a little bit too high? I mean, we just came off of the craziest cattle cycle. You wouldn't even call it a cattle cycle because it didn't act like a cattle cycle, where prices not only stayed high, historically high, for an historically long period of time. So are there any kind of old cattle producers who just go, well, yeah, it was a good ride, and now we're back to sort of the regular griping. It's, are they over-griped? Do you know what I mean? Are they? What do they have to complain about since things were so good for so long?
Well, I think that they are complaining, of course, that they're not getting enough. But I think that also you have this whole situation with the cattle prices kind of on a real roller coaster that's probably going to level out now. And it's going to be more like business as usual for at least 2 or 3 years. It's not just the cattlemen, though, that are kind of optimistic about what's happening, because if you take a look at the traders, they're also, many of them are long in the market, meaning they're expecting the market to go up, not to go down. If they're short in the market, they're going to sell, expect to pick up the difference when the market goes down. So that's good news for beef producers, and it's just been a long time since we've seen the retail demand for beef step up in price, and also the demand for those higher price cuts, which really make the profit for the consumer, for the beef packing companies as well as the retailers. When that picks up, then it's good news for ranchers. And I think that that's the thing that we're seeing right now. And with the warm weather all over the country, there's probably more people going out and grilling, and some maybe enthusiasm about the economy that's helping that beef market quite a bit.
All right. That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob. You can take a look at this and all of the Ag Markets and More programs that we produce here on KSJD at the news and interviews link at ksjd.org.